Good morning, everybody. Natalie coming to live, Spirit and Coffee. Got my coffee here. My Slytherin cup, for those of you who watch Harry Potter. I am a Slytherin. I think I'm a nice Slytherin, though. I think I'm all of them. I have a little bit of everything in me. If we talked about personality and all that good stuff. It's really what I'm noticing, right? I just want to kind of talk about what's been going on, and what I'm noticing is we see that everybody sort of I had called it an incubation process, where we were baby lotus pods being incubated, to come out after this the transition or whatever was going on. And that's sort of what you see happening. At least in my location. I'm not sure about where you guys live. I'm not sure how things are where you are, but here where I live, definitely starting to see that people are really starting to incubate. I mean, get out of incubation and start to blossom. Okay, I don't know who that is. Is that Gregory? Good morning. I'm not, it's funny because Facebook isn't doing such a good job of showing me the comments or showing me who's on here. But say hello if you're on here, and good morning to you. And if I see you, I will say good morning. Good morning, Till. So things are starting to blossom. So in that time frame when the whole shutdown started, right? Everything shut down. I said, what are you guys going to focus on? What is it that you want to do? Did you do what you wanted to do? Did you get done or accomplish what you wanted to accomplish? What were your goals during that time? Did you have any, or did you just totally, maybe your goal was to relax and rest, right? Good morning, Thomas. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Triff. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was about you guys just restoring yourself, right? And coming back to some sort of restoration. Good morning. There's a pent-up desire to connect. Yes, and mingle. Amen. Everybody is, I mean, it's okay. So here I was talking to my friend, right? And here's the crazy part. When all this happened, there was this eerie sense that there was ghost towns everywhere. I mean, everybody was inside, no one was coming out, and it almost like was, where are the people? Are there really people here? Now it's like, where did all these people come from? There's people everywhere, and I love it. It's actually one of the most oh God, I don't even know what the word would be, and you guys could come up with a word if you want to, but exhilarating maybe. Feelings, just to see people come out after being away for so long, and to see life come out. It's almost like you see the blossom, right? If we were in incubation and we were flowers waiting to be blossomed out, now that I see all these people out and about, I'm like, wow, what an amazing gift, because now we're really experiencing what it's like to be in hibernation and then come out of hibernation into full life, right? But while you were incubating, while you were there, what were you focusing on? Did you focus on projects that you weren't able to catch up on? Did you catch up on rest? Did you, or were you busy being nervous and in anxiety from what was going, like, what was the conversation that was going on in your head? Because now a year has passed already, and now things are starting to cycle back to some kind of normalcy, right? Things are starting to become normal. Good morning, Michael. Cheers. Morning, cuz. And things are starting to cycle back to normal. So asking yourself in that time. So I know what I did with my time. And that was one thing that I was trying to get people to understand, is that it is what it is. At some point, sorry, I got like a hair. There we go. Alana, which is Alana. I don't know how to say it in English. Anyway, So people, right? It was a chance to focus on some of the things that we wanted to focus on. And I know what I did, and it's really asking yourself, did you start to move towards your goals? Because I was trying to get people to start to look at the fact that even though that we're in this state of pause, right? Because it was like a pause. That's what I feel like. It was a state of pause that we had the opportunity to still work on goals. And what were they? You don't have to stop your goals. Your goals don't need to stop. You can continue your goals no matter the situation that you're in. And you're inching away a little bit more at your divine self or who you are. You are the architect of your life. You are the author of your life. You are creating the story in which you want to live. What is the storyline? What is it that you're creating? What is the building that you're building if you were to build one? And I mean, this could be like really in reality, physical building, but I'm talking about the building of your life, right? What is the legacy that you're leaving behind? Hey, Alex, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. Hope all is well. What is the legacy? What is it that you're creating? What is it that you desire to create? How do you get closest to your authentic self, right? And that's the hard part. There's so many distractors in our way. Okay. So we have work, maybe you have children, maybe you have parents you're taking care of, maybe, I don't know, there could be a billion trillion things that are going on in your life. And each one of those things seems to stop you from really being truly authentically who you are. They seem to just sort of hinder you. And they seem like they're these things that you have to, a wall that you have to hurdle over. And you're like, I don't even know how I'm going to climb up the wall, or how I'm going to get over the wall, or how I'm going to even start to maybe build the wall, whatever it is that that you're doing, right? And all these distractors. Now it was taken away from you. All of the distractions were taken away from you last year. Everything was in pause. So then people had an opportunity to start looking at their goals and what they wanted to create. And some people did. They were doing at-home projects. People got into coloring again. I mean, I think there was all kinds of stuff that was going on, right? People found different ways. Maybe they bought a bike. I was just talking about that, right? Bike riding, whatever it was. And maybe you picked up a new hobby. But it was an opportunity for us to get a little bit closer to who we are, the essence of who we are, our authentic self. And it's really it's crazy, but it's cool. It was a weird way, right? And what were you focusing on? If you look at the past year, it was an opportunity for you to see the reflection of who you are as a person. What did you pay attention to? Were you caught up in the politics of it? Nothing right, wrong, good, or bad about it. Were you caught up in the news about it, or the scare tactics about it, the things that scared you about it? What was it that you were paying attention to? Now, none of this is right. Again, none of this is right, wrong, good, or bad. It's an opportunity for us to really get to know ourselves. It was an opportunity. So now we can go back and we can say, well, who am I? When things hit the fan, when there's a pandemic and the whole world shuts down, who do I become? Who am I? And the individuals around me, who are they and who do they become? And a friend of I, we were just talking about how this whole thing has changed, flipped upside down relationships. It's caused separation, right? It's caused all kinds of havoc. Even in my own life, in everybody's life, everybody felt it, right? People had different ways of perceiving the whole thing. People had different ways of discussing it. People were trying to scare people. People were trying to say, don't do this, don't do this, that everybody was judging everybody. Some people couldn't talk about what they believed because they were afraid they were going to get attacked. I mean, it turned in, and that's the human condition. I mean, in 2 seconds, people shifted. People that you wouldn't even believe, they just went boom and shifted into someone different. I shifted into someone different, me included, because it was something new, right? Good morning, Katya. It was something I was just talking about, what we were talking about the other day about how relationships were turned, flipped upside down from the pandemic, right? And just boom, like that, people shifted their mindset quickly. And people that you thought were a certain way turned out to be a whole other way. Under stress, right? Under stress. Because we are not taught as a society to deal with stress, right? Typically, if you're stressed, there's something wrong with you. If you're angry, there's something wrong with you. If you're this or that, there's something, we're going to diagnose you and put you on pills. Rather than say, how do we support you to find a practice to transition you through this? So when I first went through it, right, I had a whole slew of opinions and ideas and the way that I wanted to approach it. And I was getting frustrated. Then I went online. Then I was like, I'm going to talk about it. And then there's backlash and people. And then there's my thought process and somebody else's thought process. And it doesn't gel. And I said, how am I going to deal with this? Reminding humanity that I still love them, that I still love people, that I'm not mad at them. And what I did and what I realized, right, early on is that I can respect others' opinions without having to force mine upon them. And that is life. We have our own unique perspectives. Everybody thinks and sees the world from their own eyes, their own senses, their own tastes. Some people like something. Some people like cilantro. Some people hate it. And I mean, that's a real thing. Some people say it tastes like soap. Okay. Some people like it. Some people don't. And that's okay. We don't have to force somebody to eat the damn cilantro. Why? Why do we have to have that? Why do they have to like what we like? They don't have to. We can respect their thoughts, their opinions, their taste buds. That's, if you looked at this year, that's what it was about. It was us being able to respect the difference of perspectives and the difference of opinions. Respect. And that's what I learned throughout the year. Because honestly, at the beginning of the year, I wanted people to think my way at first. I wanted people to think my way. And I thought, no, this is dumb. This is not going to work. It never works. What am I doing? But as my human side started to rise, okay, good morning, Rick. My human side, good morning, good morning, Michael. As my human side started to rise up, that's what it was, right? My human side came out and said, what? You've got to believe what I believe. That was my ego talking, okay? But the self-aware, okay? And this is why I love spirit and coffee, right? It's its own unique home and space and place for people because there is no right or wrong. There's only lessons and understanding and awakening and awareness, right? It's an opportunity, good morning, poetic. It's an opportunity for us to wake up. We're gonna make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. It's an opportunity for us to make mistakes and hold a sacred space so that people can make mistakes and can be forgiven, but recognize and learn. That's it. That's life. That is really just life. It's really that simple. But of course, we make it more complex. Why? Because people just got to think what we think. We just got to be right about everything. It's just got to be what I say. It has to be. And if whatever you say isn't what I think, oh, well, good, too bad. Okay. So if you want to call back, Amin Lord Manford. If you want to call back in just a little bit, if you want to hang in there, I'll answer. But I'm kind of on a rant right now. I want to get through my rant and then we could chat. Sorry, not that I don't want to answer. I do want to answer. I want to hear what you have to say. So we literally want to have people believe our own way of thinking. So what did I learn this year? I learned, Natalie, shut up, listen, and respect. Right? Well, most people are still trying to convince other people. Why am I going to try to convince you to think the way I think? Who gives a shit what I think? Who cares? No one cares what I think about the pandemic. No one cares. You know, there's going to be people, and the people that do care are going to be my tribe, right? And the people that don't, they're not in my tribe. No, we're all human. So shut up, Natalie, people, and then respect the way that they feel. That's how I got through it, right? I said, oh, okay, thanks for your kind sound. Yes, and I'll answer in just a minute if you want to hang in there. Seriously, if you stay on here, we'll do it. I'll have you call in just a second. So that's what happened. And as I transitioned through the process, right, because I recognize, I see videos from when this first started, is that part of it was that fear that showed up, because we were seeing change in a way that none of us really understood and really don't understand what the outcome is, or what is it? What's the agenda here? What is the outcome of this? What is it at the end of the day that we are trying to accomplish with it? Everything that happens, no matter what, like if we didn't put precautions in place for this whole pandemic, there would have been a consequence. If we did, there's a consequence. So either way, we don't know the ripple effects of the way that we handled it, right? We don't know what's to come. And I think that was the fear, is that all of a sudden everything was done, shut down, and everybody's like, now what? There was panic, people. So in America, the toilet paper, right? That's a big joke. Everybody ran out. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why. I didn't go do that, but I don't know why people felt like that's what they needed to do. Am I going to judge them? No, I think we laugh. Like, and I'm sure we can look back in life and hopefully the people that did go out and buy 500 billion rolls of toilet paper can laugh at themselves and just say, that was crazy. What was I doing? Or maybe not. Maybe they're upset still. Who knows? I don't know. I could laugh at myself when I do crazy things in situations. And then I go, Natalie, where's the trust? Where's the faith? That's what it's about, right? Faith that God's going to come through no matter what, that God will deliver us. The universe will deliver us, whatever you call it, God, Yahweh, you know, that we will be delivered and that we're taken care of, and have faith in that. So full circle, looking at it, it's funny because that was the lesson. And at first, when it all started, of course, I had some fear show up. Like, I really honestly thought they were taking down my videos, and they may have. Right. At one point, the Facebook was getting weird. And I was like, man, they're going to take away our freedom to speak. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And I'm not saying that it's not happening in the background and that individuals who are talking about certain concepts, that it's not happening. They are. It is. I mean, it's a fact. Right. This is not some conspiracy theory. It's a fact. People have been taken and put in Facebook jail or whatever is going on. And so there was a time where I was like, wow. So there was a whole slew of feelings and sensations. And I said to myself, okay, practice what you preach. I don't just preach things, I practice them. I wouldn't preach them if I didn't practice them. I wouldn't even talk about them if I didn't practice them. That wouldn't even make sense. That would be like a lie. I can't do that. Right? I'm just authentic and throw it all out there. So what happened, right, is that I started to look at it and say, oh my God, what am I doing? How am I adding or taking away? What am I focusing on? How do I add value back to this world in a situation, right? And not get political about it, not take a side, not say, oh, this or that, or you're right or you're wrong, or even talk about it at all. How do I start to then focus on the things that are important to me? Because that wasn't important to me. What the news was preaching, I was not listening. What these people, I just didn't want, I was like, I've got to work on myself because I'm not promised tomorrow. So what am I working on? And then I self-reflect, right? And still when people have their, let's say for instance, people are really paranoid about this whole pandemic, right? They've had family members and they'll say, well, I had family members. Okay, me having compassion for that and saying, you know, I'm sorry, I can understand. I can understand the fear. I would be afraid too, right? And it's having the compassion. But that doesn't mean that I have to buy into their thought process. And just on the opposite side either, people were like, well, I'm not scared. It is what it is. Let's just get to back to business. I understand in compassion from that perspective too, right? And the binder of it all is compassion. Together we suffer. Either side was suffering. One was suffering because maybe they were business entrepreneurs and they didn't have money to pay for their business. And they started to, I don't know, they had to get loans and now they're going to have to pay it. But whatever it was, they were suffering financially or they were suffering in some way. And then we had these other people who were suffering from the fear that they were going to die. So either way, it's fear. Either way, it's like, okay, now how do we resolve the fear? Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Good morning, PBG, of what was going on. And the nitty-gritty was fear. That's it on either side. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So if we put it in simple terms, fear is what drove the entire year last year for most people. And that showed up. Then, good morning, Tony. Hi. And because that showed up, it was very challenging for individuals to then start to work on their goals because now their mindset was trapped in fear. Now, there were those who rose above the fear, right? And recognized what was going on and said, oh my God, this is not even about a pandemic. This is about fear, either side. And how do I overcome that? How do I awaken myself from that? How do I continue on my goals regardless of what is happening around the world? When you're in fear, you can't think, you can't move either way. You're not able to do that. You're stuck. You're stagnant. But when we overcome the fear and we recognize it and we move through it, now we can open up our mind to ideas. So what did you work on? Did you get past the fear? Are you still in fear? Are you still having the anxiety or the repercussions for what happened over this last year? Some people are. They really are. And we can say, you know what? I love you. I accept you. And sometimes, like the other day, we were, I have my ideas about how I see this whole pandemic, whatever. And for me, we were in the, in the restroom at the gym or whatever. And we had our masks on. And we started talking. And this lady's like, I got my shot. And I said, oh, that's good. I bet you feel safe. I said, I think people will start feeling a little bit more secure about going out there now that they have the vaccine and stuff. Now, and she said yes. Would she know if I was anti-vaccine or for vaccine? No. Did I bring up the conversation of this? It didn't. No. I just respected that there are people who are afraid and they're going to go get the vaccine. And then there's these other people who say, I'm not going to do it. And you guys are this or that. We don't need to point fingers at if they're this and that. If they feel safe and that's the best thing for them, leave them alone and let them do it. If those who don't want to do it, leave them alone and let them do it. It's the same thing. There's people who are afraid they're going to get it and then they get the vaccine. And then there's people who are afraid that the vaccine's going to hurt them. So again, we boil it down to one word, fear. Simple. But we want to make it so complex. And then we want to put all these fancy words behind it and act like it's this big complex thing. And it's not. We boil it down to fear. Simple. Keep it simple. And then when we boil it down to the most elemental, basic thing, then we can overcome our fear. And we can work with it. And then we can have compassion for either side. And we don't have to say, start havoc and wars with people. Why? Doesn't even make sense. We're tangling up all of our mind in war amongst each other when we could be working on our goals and the things that matter to us. So don't let something like that hinder your life. Remember, it boils down to just basic things. Why are you mad, Tony? You're mad. What happened? You want to share? My throat's been dry. Okay, so crazy year, incubation, goals. Hopefully you accomplished them, right? I know what I did for the year. You know, I ended up enrolling into a master's program. I'm already in my third quarter of a master's program. Oh, you're mad. I see. It's not fear anymore. You're mad. Okay, got it. Yes, and that's good because what that means is that you're moving through the process, right? You're moving through the process. And so as your emotions change, you start to recognize, which is good. Just the entire control thing. Yeah. So again, there's anger, there's frustration. And then there's anger and frustration on the other side of the coin. So when we overcome that and we recognize we're all just human, it's pretty simple. It becomes pretty simple. It's just simple. Life is not so complex. We make it so complex. We do. Humans are just crazy. We're crazy. We're crazy. The animals aren't over here making vaccines. They just go through the natural process of life. They don't even talk about it. They just go through the natural process of life. They live, they die. That's it. And they work to survive. Don't get me wrong. They have these tactics of like, oh, I want to survive. But if they don't, it's not like they make up all this stuff and the whole tribe is like, ooh, I had it. No. They just accept it, right? We don't. Okay. Good morning, Alicia. We don't. We're complex. And we put all these words around something so simple as fear. We just say, I'm afraid. If people went around and authentically just said, look, I'm afraid I'm going to get a vaccine. I'm afraid I'm not going to get the vaccine. Then people would say, oh, well, I guess we're both afraid. But no, we say, I'm afraid. And because you're not afraid of what I'm afraid of, you're an idiot. Then we make it complex. Then we start war with each other. It's like, why? Why do we do that? So we have to be right about it because we have to convince people that the way we see the world's the right way to see it. Shut up. And now I'm talking to myself, okay? I'm like, Natalie, shut up. I'm telling you, the ego will get in there real quick. It's the trickiest. It's not a bad thing. The ego's not, don't hear me say the ego's a bad thing, but it's tricky. And then it can make you act out and do crazy things. So in alchemy, we're aware that the ego's there and we listen to the ego and then we go, okay, there you are again, you tricky one. I get it. And then you kind of pet it and you say, okay, I love you, but maybe it's time to like take a back seat and let spirit move this, okay? This is spirit's time, not ego's time. And sometimes the ego is good, right? Sometimes we need the ego to protect us. So it's just having the discernment, right? And the recognition the and recognizing recognition of it. So there you have it. Okay, so now I don't know if I am in Lord Man. I'm in Lord Man. Anyway, if you want to call in, you can now because now my vent and rant is over with. If you want to call in, I'll wait a little bit. But if not, then that's cool. So hopefully you worked on your goals this year. I can tell you the goals I worked on. And then I tell you this so that you know again that I'm not just saying, oh, work on goals while I don't work on anything. It's like, who are you to tell me or who are you to even say anything? Okay, well, okay, that would be true, right? But no, I did. I worked on some goals. And the things that I worked on were really my Spirit and Coffee website, working on my master's program. And then also I started Kung Fu, which has been an amazing journey. I love my Kung Fu. It's like everything to me. And then I also worked on my fitness and my health and nutrition. Good morning, Rick. How are you? So I worked on my goals for the year. And what I've created now, I have my website and now I'm working on my course curriculum. So I focused on the things that I love. So don't allow the fear to stop you. That's the end of the story. That's the message. Don't let the fear stop you from working on your goals. Fear is not going to go away. Your goals will go away if you don't work on them. So just work on them a little at a time. And an opportunity to see if those goals are actually serving you. They may not be. You may change them and shift them. They may not be what's serving you as a person. And I actually read this really good quote that somebody posted about goals and lifestyles, and that it's not about the goals, it's about lifestyle changes, and lifestyle change is a process. And I liked that idea because it's true. To change your lifestyle is a process. It's not a goal. I mean, we set up goals to kind of get there, but we pivot as we know that certain goals aren't kind of working out, and we try different practices. But lifestyle change allows for us to have a richer life, and I kind of like that. I think good morning, love and light. Good morning, and some good morning, SM. Good morning, SK. I don't know, JC Cooker. Good morning, Jane. Good morning, PBG. Cheers to y'all. So, what was I saying? I was like, what else am I saying? So, you know, sometimes the lifestyle is a process, which I like that idea. And lifestyle itself is an opportunity for you to shift your habits and your thoughts. Okay. And that, you know, I haven't read into the full perspective of what that is, but I know that quote and it made a lot of sense to me, but we still need goals. So I'm not sure what their thought is on goals. I'd have to read maybe their book or whatever, the person who quoted this, like what they think about goals. And, you know, it might be a new perspective. Again, we're constantly shifting, and Spirit and Coffee doesn't hold to one perspective and one way of looking at the world. There's many ways to look at it, and each way gives us a unique angle and a new opportunity to drive ourselves forward in different directions. So it's pretty cool, right? Life is pretty cool when you start to really think about what we have and how we can create things. So work on your goals. You know, I don't know what year two of this is going to look like. I do know that everything has been turned and flipped on its head, especially in my world. And, you know, and now we're in it. We have a great opportunity to say, okay, now what? Now what is it? Now, what is it that we want to do? There was no really excuse for not working on the things you wanted to last year. And I don't know if I should say excuse, but there was, if fear was what was coming up for you, it wasn't an excuse. It was an opportunity for you to recognize that really the only thing that's standing in your way is yourself. You're standing in the way of you. And it is mindset, right? And recognizing that, if you can really, really recognize that and say, oh, okay, how do I stand in the way of myself? How do I start to pivot that and open up my mind so that I can get out of my own way, so that I can actually do the things that I love? Right? Not easy. It's not an easy process. It sounds easy, but it's not. We get in the way of ourselves all the time. I still do it all the time. Okay? Human. Which is really our Hugh woman. Hugh woman is what I am. And so, you know, allowing ourselves to recognize that and just being aware and then showing love, kindness, and compassion. Here you go. Compassion. I talked about that early in the year. Together we suffer. Kampati. Suffering together. Kam, which is together. Pati, which is suffer. Together we suffer. That's it. That's what compassion means. Like you recognize that. Okay. So there you have it. Thank you for listening to my little rant. I'm sorry that I am Lord, or what was it? I am Lord. I'm in Lord, man. That I didn't answer your call. But if you want to call in later, you can absolutely do that. Love and light. I'm excited for my courses that will be, it's going to be a while. It's going to take a while to get them up. But when they do, you guys are all welcome to go and take a look and see if it's something that you guys want to do. It's going to be about setting goals and achieving them. Very, very straightforward stuff. Good morning, Roberto. And I think that it'll give you at least a better understanding, because sometimes I'll talk about stuff and maybe some people are like, what the heck is this girl talking about? But it gives you kind of a better understanding of how to apply the work to your life rather than just listening to me. It gives you the opportunity to do the exercises yourself and start to engage in how to use some of the tools, which, you know, listening is one thing and hearing me and then saying, yeah, I get it as a concept, but really applying it to your life is a whole other ballpark. Like, that's totally different, right? It's just a different thing. And, you know, we can say, yeah, I know, like my nephew. Oh, yeah, I know. I said, yeah, but do you know? Like, knowing is one thing. Are you applying it? Well, no. Okay, well, then you don't know. You don't know. You understand it conceptually, but you don't know it. It's like, yeah, I understand or I see it, and conceptually I can think about it, but I don't know it until I apply it. That's where wisdom comes from. It comes from the application of a concept. Okay, wisdom comes from the application of a concept. Okay. So there you go. All right. So I love you guys. I'm taking new courses. So hopefully exciting new information I can share with you guys. I'm taking dreams, archetypes, and personal mythology. And then I am taking the integral spiritual practice. And I believe the something of happiness, something about happiness. So that should be good. All right. So there you have it. All right. So I love you guys and happy Thursday. And I will be seeing you guys mañana, tomorrow. Okay. Love you. Please go visit me at spiritandcoffee.com. My website is up. Super excited about that. Spiritandcoffee.com. Very simple, straightforward. I think that the women who did my website did an amazing job. And it's all integrated in one place. That's what I'm excited about. It's all in one space. Spiritandcoffee.com. Okay. Love you guys. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.